Hey, this is Chris Johnson, and you know what I've noticed about myself? I think I've always kind of known it, but it really fucking crystallized itself this past week. I took a week off from work because fuck it. I'm in burn vacation time mode. It's fucking summertime. It's nice. I got nowhere to fucking be. I just don't want to fucking work, so I'm taking a week off. And I wasn't fucking doing anything important. I'm just sitting around. I'm like, you know what? I want to return my fucking cans and bottles. Take those motherfuckers back, exchange it for the, you know, the pay slip or whatever the fuck so I can use it next time I go shopping. And I'm fucking driving home from the store. I got nowhere to be, I got nothing to do, and I'm behind some motherfucker just in a normal fucking road. It's 40 miles an hour, this piece of shit's going 35, and I'm losing my fucking mind. So I don't give a fuck if I have anywhere to fucking be. If I'm driving on the road and your fucking ass is not going the fucking speed limit, I want to fucking throw you into the goddamn sun. Just move your fucking ass. What the fuck are you doing? How the fuck can't you handle 40 miles an hour? It's one thing if you don't know the fucking speed limit. Sometimes I'm on those roads, these country roads. My buddies go camping a lot, so I'm fucking driving at all these goddamn campsites. So sometimes I'm driving down these fucking roads, I don't know where the fuck I'm at. I don't know how fast I'm supposed to go. Because you go in and out of these small towns, these motherfuckers want to catch you. They set up these fucking speed traps and shit. You don't want to fucking fall into one of those, so you kind of go into like a happy medium. Like, is it fucking 30 here, where the town is? Or is it fucking 55? So maybe you slow to like mid-40s. You figure maybe you get some lazy fucking cop who's not going to pull your ass over, and you're going fast enough where you're not going to piss off too many locals. But like in like towns and shit, all the speed limits are about the same. You're going anywhere from like 35 to 45. The fucking signs are up all over the fucking place. You can't fucking miss it. Sometimes I'll drive by the fucking sign. I'll be behind some motherfucker who's going 35 and a 40. We'll drive by a fucking sign that says 40. We just fucking drove by the sign. I see it say 40. I'm behind you. I know you fucking see it. The sign is enormous and you still stay fucking 35 miles an hour. I don't fucking get it. Like, at what age do you get where 40 miles an hour is just too fucking wild? We just can't handle that shit. If I ever get to that fucking age where I can't navigate 40, just throw me into the fucking Grand Canyon or something. What the fuck could I possibly contribute to society if I can't fucking drive 40 miles an hour down a town street? I have like the other problem. Like, I borrowed my mom's car the other day. We had to trade cars. My car was all fucked up. She was gonna have like somebody at her work scan the check engine light. So I took her fucking spaceship for a spin. It's relatively new. It's like a 2019 or 2020 or whatever the fuck. She bought it last year new. And I hate driving it because it's like I'm in a fucking UFO. I don't know what the fuck's going on. And I'm driving down these roads that are like 40, 45 miles an hour. And I look down, I'm going like fucking 55. I don't even realize I'm fucking moving in this thing. If I'm driving, I don't feel like I'm going as fast as I'm going all the time. Or like if you get off the fucking highway, like if you're going like 60 and then you're in like a fucking 30, you feel like you're fucking standing still. So like, I don't understand how the fuck you can go 35 and a 40. I have to work to go fucking 40 miles an hour. If the speed limit is fucking 40, I gotta consciously say to myself, all right, I gotta fucking check this speed every 15 fucking seconds just to make sure I'm under 45 or, you know, whatever. You pick your fucking number. Everybody's got a fucking number, right? Like nobody goes, if the speed limit's 40, you don't just go 40. Nobody just goes 40. I'll accept it if I'm behind somebody going 40 in a 40, but usually you gotta push a little bit, right? Don't you? Don't you push at least 5 miles an hour? You gotta go at least 5 miles an hour, don't you? Don't you give yourself a 5 mile an hour cushion? Maybe you can go like 7. If you start going like 10 over, then I start getting scared because like, you don't know what kind of dickhead cops you're dealing with. I've dealt with some dickhead cops over the years, you know, pulling me over for shit. And I'm a fucking white guy dealing with this shit. You know, hey man, you're swerving around, your fucking headlights out. Swerving around, but fuck you, bro. Where are you going? Had anything to drink? Motherfucker, it's fucking 1 a.m. in fucking Elma, New York. Where the fuck do you think I've been? Some fucking field somewhere? There's no bars around here. But you build in your little cushion and you try to go there. And you're like, I'm always looking to make sure that I'm not over my cushion. The cushion's everywhere. The cushion exists in town roads and fucking highway roads. If it's 65, you probably go 70. You set the fucking cruise control at it. And then you're always stuck behind these motherfuckers like the entire way there. And I get angrier and angrier and angrier with them the longer I'm fucking behind them. I just don't understand why you can't fucking drive. Don't you feel like a fucking asshole going 35 and a 40? And don't come at me with this horse shit like it's a suggestion. No. The speed limit is not a suggestion. The speed limit is how fast you should be fucking going. If you think it's a fucking suggestion, get out of the fucking car. Just fucking Uber everywhere. Your fucking license should be taken away. You don't have any right to be on the fucking road if that's your fucking opinion. No one else pisses me off about fucking speed now that I'm on a fucking topic. When I'm on the fucking thruway and people just can't pick a fucking speed. You got a fucking 2-lane highway. I'll be in the fucking right lane. I'll be fucking driving my 60 and I come on somebody's ass. So I'm like, oh, I'm going to go around him. So I go in the passing lane on the left and I almost get past him. And then I just see him start speeding up on the fucking right side of me again. And then they'll just fly by and I'll be sitting there like a fucking dick. And somebody will want to get by me, so then I gotta get like behind them again. And then like 30 seconds later, I'm on their fucking ass again, and that we fucking do this for like 3 fucking miles. Listen, I don't give a shit. I'm not one of these guys that has to show on the fucking road how big his fucking dick is and go fucking faster than everybody else. I'm gonna pick my fucking speed. I want you to pick your fucking speed, and then we're gonna go about our business. If you wanna fucking go 80, I don't give a shit, go fucking 80. I'm gonna go fucking 60. And if you wanna go fucking 58, I don't give a shit if you go 58. So long as you're over the 55, I don't really give a fuck what the fuck you're doing. But pick a fucking speed. Don't fucking speed up because I'm on the side of you. Who gives a shit if I pass your fucking ass? Like, what kind of a fucking asshole is like, oh my god, this motherfucker's gonna pass me, I gotta fucking speed up, and then slows right back fucking down. Look, if you're gonna fucking speed up, if you don't realize how fucking slow you're going, you're gonna fucking speed up. I don't care that you speed up. Just keep going the same fucking speed. Fucking look at it. You got a speedometer right fucking in front of you. The fuck is wrong with you? Jesus Christ. It just makes me so fucking angry. It just makes me so angry. Just fucking drive for fuck's sake. Just, can you drive, please? Just fucking drive. My God. What the fuck? I'll be back. Sundays and Wednesdays, there's a new podcast episodes come out. Podbean is the host of the cast. Every episode is there. I'm also on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify, iHeartRadio, a whole bunch of other places as well. I am on Twitter. That is at Johnson Hates You. I'm on Instagram. That is at maybe 5 minutes. I'm also going to be in my Facebook timeline, so you can watch for it there.